אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד 459.
We are reading from the writings of בעל הסולם from the article Peace in the World. We are in the headline If they rewarded, I will hasten it, not rewarded in its time.
Yeah, rewarded. I will hasten it, if not in its time.
Rewarded, I will hasten it, not rewarded in its time. We must know that the above-mentioned law of development, which is spread over the whole of reality, is certain to reform all evil to good and useful, and acts through the power of the government of heaven above. Meaning, without asking permission from the people, dwellers of the earth. However, the Creator placed knowledge and authority in the hands of man and permitted him to accept the above-mentioned law of development under his own authority and government, and handed him the ability to hasten the process of development as he wishes, freely and completely independent of the boundaries of time.
Amit.
You can keep going.
It turns out that there are two authorities here acting in the above-mentioned conduct of development. One is the authority of heaven, which is sure to turn anything harmful and evil to good and useful. But it will come in its time, in its own way, heavily and after a long time. Then there is the authority of the earth.
Yeah.
When the evolving object is a living, feeling being, it suffers horrendous torments and pains while under the press of development, which carves its way ruthlessly. The authority of the earth, however, consists of people who have taken this above-mentioned law of development under their own government and can free themselves entirely from the chains of time, and who greatly accelerate time, namely the completion of the ripeness and correction of the object, which is the end of its development. Such are the words that our sages said about the complete redemption and complete correction of Israel. And thus they clarified the verse, I, the Lord, will hasten it in its time. Rewarded, I will hasten it, not rewarded in its time.
Meaning there's a way of development here that we have to go through. From the first state, the beginning of creation, till the final state of creation. Part of the path, we develop without our awareness or our feelings. We just, like children, growing. They don't know how they're growing, why they're growing, towards what they're growing. That's on the degrees of the still, vegetative, and animate. That's how every person develops. Until he gets a bit of the speaking level, it's already called on the degree of Adam, that resembles the Creator. That a bit of the qualities of bestow and connection are in him, and so on. That's how we see that humanity is developing, and every generation and generation that goes by has different kinds of forms of connection. That's why we see that in these things we also exist in Beito Vachishena at its time or hastening it. Meaning on the stages of connection, whether advancing through our ego or whether advancing through good manners all kinds of methods, social or psychological or religious methods, but there's still a development to man that comes before a spiritual development that is suitable to become Adam, to resemble the Creator. Okay?
What tools do people have who've taken the law of development into their hands to actually hasten it?
First of all, there are natural forces that we are drawn towards, like science or all kinds of ethics, philosophy, all kinds of connections between people and so on. That also comes to us because still our ego isn't in a beastly form, but still in a human form. And it does help us advance. This is how we've grown to states that we already want to be above it.
Yes.
Doesn't it push us further away, this development by the ego?
You can't come closer to the truth without distancing yourself from it first, because then you see where you are. It's always like that. All of our advancement has to be on two legs. There are people that don't ask any questions. So does that mean they're advancing? Specifically the ones that have the questions that are in all kinds of forms, that they don't know how to organize themselves for the world. Why is he like this and so on? Those who are asking the questions are searching for solutions and they reach them.
How do you promise not to lose the connection to the method? If you only follow the egoistic development, then we see what's happening in the world.
We're going this way, and the egoistic method is organized in a way that brings us to the truth by suffering. That he who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater. That's called adding reason and adding pain, and adding awareness and adding pain. That's how we advance.
So we still need some combination of the Creator's force here.
The Creator exists everywhere and in every action. The question is, as much as he is revealed in our actions. That's it. And that's how he always manages us. There's no question about that at all. Next.
They wish to say that if Israel are rewarded and take the law of development, that their bad attributes must go through in order to invert them into good ones, they will bring it under their own government. In other words, they will set their minds and hearts to correct all the bad attributes in them and turn them into good ones by themselves. Then I will hasten it, meaning they will be completely freed from the chains of time. And from now on, this end depends on their own will, meaning only by the greatness of the deed and the mindfulness. Thus, they hasten the end. But if they are not rewarded with developing their bad attributes under their own authority, but leave it under the authority of heaven, they too are certain to attain the end of their redemption and the end of their correction. This is because there is complete certainty in the government of heaven, which operates by the law of gradual development, degree by degree, until it turns any evil and harmful to good and beneficial, as the fruit on a tree. The end is guaranteed, but in its time, meaning it is completely connected and dependent on time.
Ita 3.
Buongiorno, Rab. E il male deve essere rivelato in tutta la sua profondità, in tutta la sua
intensità. The evil has to appear in all its depth and power. What does it depend on? A few people who feel this or something else?
Revelation of evil depends on souls that are in this action, meaning those same people and their development, as much as they are willing to develop on the path towards the Gemar Tikkun. So according to that, the evil is revealed, and it is revealed towards each and every part, towards each and every person, towards every part of Adam Rishon, and then as a response on the revelation of evil, that's all people or these souls come closer to the good.
Moscow 1. Каждое действие несет в себе наслаждение, и может ли...
Every action brings with it pleasure.
Правильно как-то ограничивать себя в действиях.
Can a person in our world limit his activities in a correct way?
As we learn in the articles, all our actions, whether internal or external, also in mind and heart, meaning also in the desires and also in the physical. In some way, they always have to help us advance towards connection. And then they will be beneficial and good and right for the person doing them and for the others. Moscow 6.
Даров, Раб, вот такой вопрос, исходя из последних событий и из статьи, так как-то выходит, что как будто в последнее время
пропаганда... I have a question. As a result of the, according to the article and as a result of all the recent events, it seems that the presence of the Creator in everything disappears. How can we remind each other in a way that it's not just words that annoy each other, but really remind each other that the Creator is there?
You have to try in all possibilities, talking about it or also not talking about it, in all your actions you're doing before the friends, to awaken in them a feeling that the Creator is present in you, that He is conducting you, and that you feel Him, awaken envy in the friends. By that, we will all advance. PT9.
Thank you, Rav. It says they will set their minds to correct all the bad attributes in them and turn them into good ones by themselves. I wanted to ask you what it means by themselves.
That is that they try to do it practically and corporeally. They try to raise a prayer along with it towards the Creator in a spiritual way. Corporeal meaning tens, the whole world, dissemination, study, organizing correctly to prayer, what you are now starting, men and women, starting to connect once a day to a collective prayer. You need more and more to think how you make of this prayer, make it the most important action in reality, the most important. Yesterday I was present in it. I saw that there was still lacking
a great importance in it, and the Creator is expecting it. He's expecting us from that corporeal connection between us around the world. You can do it not in the evening, you can do it during the day in Israel or in Russia, Ukraine, or the US, no matter, even twice a day. For part, one half of the earth, then the other half, whichever way you want. But this is what you need to do. That this prayer, once a day, only once a day even, it will be a strong, united prayer that in it we aim for the connection between us, and from the connection between us, we turn to the Creator and cry out, you must help us connect. Because only in the connection between us we discover you, and from your revelation in us we will be able to be confident that we're connected to the purpose of life, the purpose of creation, to the good. Good means that does good, that it's in a mutual way, that we're drawn to one another. And in the connection between us, we build this form called the Creator, come and see. That's very important. So I really hope that also today you'll organize, and in this way, each time you'll complete our plea to the Creator more.
May I ask you, it's the most exciting thing in my life to try to open the hearts of the friends to connect in emotion and point it towards the Creator. But this is where the war happens. Every time my good inclination peaks its head, the evil inclination comes in and just totally screws up my plans. I'm unable to integrate correctly with the friends. And how do I
You can't incorporate in the friends without the evil force. Specifically with the struggle with the evil force, you can, above it, be incorporated with the friends. Start again and again to read the sources and realize what is written. Implement it. And you'll see that only in such way, you can only approach them with the good force. There is no good in you. The good force can only be under the condition that you overcome the evil force. And then the extent of your overcoming it, the form you overcome the evil force, will give you discernments, the right discernments, the right awareness and feeling what the good force is. Only in this way you can realize what the good is, by overcoming the evil. And not that this good exists in you to begin with in any form. Everything evil in you, don't forget it. Don't run away from it. Overcome it and build a state, an opposite attitude. And from this, you'll build the good force. Obviously, you'll need to turn to the Creator for help, but only in this way you'll build the good in you.
Does that mean let go of this inner urge I have to work, to integrate with the friends and connect everyone's heart, open people's hearts together until the bad attributes are corrected?
I don't know. I don't want to hear your words because you're confused with it and you want to confuse us with it. What I said is what needs to be. That's it. There is no good. We build it from, as we say, nafochu, make it opposite, invert it. We invert the ego into the opposite and receive the good. Ask the Creator to help you do that. And let's go.
Unity 2.
Unity 2.
Рав, у нас в десятке есть две состояния. Либо мы не играем вообще, либо играем, ну и...
Рав, we have two states in our ten. Either we're not playing the game at all, or we're playing and getting a bad response from the friends. What are we doing wrong?
I can't answer you on such questions that are general. Ask less. Sorry I'm saying this, but that's true. Let's go to the women internet. Moscow 7.
Рав, посоветуйте, пожалуйста, как нам правильно, как лучше подготовиться к такому действию.
Рав, if you can advise us how to better prepare in the best way to this collective prayer that we're doing, what kind of deficiency to take maybe from our friends in their states,
what kind of deficiency? We need to prepare for this prayer. Let's say you said 7 p.m., I don't know when, whenever you want. We have to get ready for it, prepare for it, and already start speaking about it during the day. There have to be people responsible for it, excerpt, so on, you do it, right? They have to be more responsible. And in this way, advance. Speak about it and understand that it is the most important action. It's like you're going into some meeting with an important person with a request, and in this request, you can receive the most important thing for your life. That's how we have to approach prayer. And then according to that, you have to pass these minutes that were in connection that they will all be very beneficial and powerful. And if it turns out that part one this and the other part doesn't feel that by this implementation of prayer some excitement, so we surrender towards the friends and still participate with them, and that's even more beneficial. The main thing is that we come to the prayer, we enter subjugation towards the friends. The main thing in the connection, each one feels himself less than everybody, and in this way we connect, and in this way we reach excitement and a general common inspiration. And our prayer is praying for peace, for wholeness. In Hebrew, shalom, peace, comes from the word shlemut, which is wholeness, perfection, that we can all connect. God forbid we don't have to kill anybody. We, all of us, everybody needs to connect, and everyone has a place. And only in this way we will reach the revelation of the Creator in the whole way between us. And now we're finally reaching the women.
View 7. It says they should put their minds and hearts to correct all the bad virtues in them and turn them into good virtues. What are the bad attributes?
All of my tendency to distance myself from the friends is an evil value. I don't have to learn about it in a philosophical way or psychology. Everything that distances between us is bad. Everything that brings us closer is good. That's it. The Creator likes every connection between people.
Ken.
Yes. Question from Moscow. We are a big force. How to not give up on the sense of warmth of the presence of the Creator? How to not agree with the broken heart?
That's by the mutual connection, that each one is concerned that his friend is connected to the goal and his heart will be burning. Nobody can awaken his own heart. We're not aware of it, but we only awaken by external influences. So we need to do these influences in a directed way.
Moscow 18. The meetings between the women from Russia and women from Ukraine in the Zoom are very inner and sharp. On the other hand, when there's a big gathering of Zoom meeting with 1,000 women all over the world, all the differences dissolve. Can all the groups of the world, Kli, help friends from Russia and the Ukraine to melt all the hatred and spread it across everyone in mutual unity like a sugar in a tea?
I would especially let them connect between those who are around the world and can attribute themselves to the connection between those groups, between those nations. We don't today really have differences between nations. Russia, Ukraine, it's so mixed up, and it's felt that how mixed up it is. I was also amazed to hear that there are bombings on Kharkov. Kharkov, even though it's in the Ukraine, it's a Russian city. It's completely Russian. And suddenly they're bombing it. I don't understand that. You see how this war, there's so much, everything's mixed up between Russians, Ukrainians, the Jews are in the middle there. The Kafkazim are coming in there. It's all very mixed up. You see that there's a mutual influence of all of humanity in there. I really hope that through these scrutinies that you do in your prayer, you'll scrutinize these things and will truly be able to make a great connection in the world.
What is better, meetings between Ukrainian and Russian groups, or also to involve all the world, everyone together?
Better if there's Russian and Ukrainian groups, and around them, the groups from the whole world. Yeah. Give most of the time. I do this like a half an hour. The meeting is for an hour, let's say, so half an hour, half the time. Half the time should go for them, for the Russian and Ukrainian groups to express themselves, and the rest for the rest of the world. It is very important. You don't know the men and women as much as this tendency to be connected in a plea to the Creator, in a plea to the Creator. It's something that there's nothing else in the world. Only in this way it can work and give the main intensity. Try to implement it.
Mach 6, I heard in the lesson now that we need to take the problem and correct it before it materializes in a bad way. Are we capable of doing that? How?
We can bring everything to Gemar Tikkun. That has to be clear. Not in the middle, not quarter of the way. We have to go all the way. And it doesn't depend on time. It's not like there were times in the past when we are in the final state, the last generation, as Baal HaSulam writes, so we're in it. That's it. We can, from here onward, to Gemar Tikkun, the end of correction, do it all with one jump, one step ahead, and that's it. The upper light has no problem to correct the entire shattered vessel. It is already there, this vessel. We just have to reveal it towards our own senses. The future form already exists to begin with. Just that when it's revealed towards the created beings, it is revealed 620 times more than the initial state that the Creator created. That's it. So it will be revealed in its true intensity, the connection between us and revelation of the Creator, and according to that, in the connection, and then we'll see these things that we have caused it. Yes.
There's another question about the Zoom meetings. Should we allow an open mic during the Zoom meeting so women can express their prayers? And
I don't know. We have to try. If that's what people think, so give it a try. Maybe it's good. Or we have to learn how to use it. Yeah. Okay. Let's finish this part of the article.
According to the above-mentioned law of gradual development, one must go through many degrees which tend to come heavily and very slowly and lengthily and stretch over a very long period, long time, before one reaches the end. Because the objects we are discussing are evolving, sensing, living beings,
us,
they too must suffer great agony and pains in those states of development. Since the compelling force that exists in those degrees in order to raise man from a lower degree to a higher one is but a pushing force of pain and torments that has accumulated in the lower degree and that can no longer be tolerated. Because of this, they must leave that degree and rise to a higher one. It says, as our sages said, the Creator places over them a king whose decrees are as harsh as Haman's. Israel, repent, and he reforms them. Therefore, the end is certain to come to Israel by the above-mentioned law of gradual development, and it is called in its time, meaning tied to the chains of time. And Israel's guaranteed end by taking the law of development, by taking the development of their qualities under their own authority, is called I will hasten it, meaning completely independent of time.
Meaning you can develop through time, and then it's long, and it's connected to all problems and troubles that will be revealed, because only through the feeling of evil we can take steps ahead, and that will happen only for us to run from the evil, until it will teach us more and more how to be drawn to the good. And that's a big problem, because to learn from this is very difficult. But what does the Torah do? What does the wisdom of Kabbalah give us? It explains how we can advance without constantly receiving blows, and in this time be wiser in order to run from the blows. But to organize ourselves to be aimed not to blows, but to adhesion, connection, bestowal. And then, obviously, we'll have a quick, very quick development. And in this way, we can advance. I hope that we will do it. And all of our actions will be aimed in a chishena, in hastening, and not at its time, meaning not through time, but through our actions to connect, because that is the future form that already exists, but we need to attain that form.
PT8. In
the global social team, we have produced this, the gathering of the prayer of the men in the 7:30 p.m. Israel time. Now, you recommended a little bit of a different format to allow the Russian-Ukrainian vessel to express themselves. So the question is maybe if we should add another meeting or expand the present one and turn it to that format.
I don't want to decide anything, just I think that those who today feel this on their flesh, everything that's happening in the world, that it's from the general providence of the Creator, so we should give them more time to express themselves towards the correction. From the state that they're in, and we have to connect around them. And not that there's some kind of group, let's say from Chile, that we really love, or other places that are far away supposedly, but still they're not under this corporeal threat. This corporeal threat, they're not under the bombings. That's why they don't have the same necessity that we're still in a degree, that a corporeal degree. That's why we have to give more time to those groups that are in a feeling of a threat of war, and that they will influence and bring us quicker towards the correction. All of us will feel how we're connecting to them. We belong to them. And in this way, we will advance. That's it. That's what I recommend. Don't give them the whole time, but to check also if they're speaking correctly or not, that it won't be just to burn the time. To waste the time. That's why I said we should give them half the time of the meeting. PT
35.
Good morning, dear Rav, friends, world, plea. In what way do we need to work in order to be worthy of understanding the methods in which the Creator created the world and his order will merge with our minds? The question is how to cling to adhere to the Creator.
We need to try, just as I was saying now, we have to try to be as one, all groups to connect together. That is our weapon, that we use it against the whole world, against all the evil forces. And let's hope we succeed in that. Then each and every one must feel himself as a soldier in that war against the evil inclination that separates between us, and that we are all aimed towards the Creator, and that we are all responsible on one another. That's what I can say. Think about it, speak about it, and don't move away from this topic. Throughout the whole day, you need to be in a mutual concern on the connection between us. How between us and the connection, we defeat this ghost of war, this demon, how we choke it. And in this, Michael, we should end. Okay, but we'll see you throughout the day and in the evening whenever you decide.
Yeah, we'll just update that in addition to the 7:30 prayer, we'll find another time that's better for the whole world. Klee, we'll send that as well so we can meet during the day, and we'll have two opportunities to connect during the day.
Yes, I'm with you. All the best.
Let's end with a song.
The time is near, and we will see all people here in unity, as one nation, as one home, in celebration and in song. We're not naive, it's not a dream. We suffered long enough to see there's no escape, nowhere to hide, no belief to be our guide. This love between us all, forever in our hearts. This love between us all, forever in our hearts. This love between us all, forever in our hearts. And so a light will come to shine. Pain, no sorrow recognize, and then every heart will sing one song, and every melody as one. And so light will come to shine. No pain nor sorrow recognize, and every heart will sing one song, and every melody as one. This love between us all, forever in our hearts. This love between us all, forever in our hearts.